Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Mastery Scrum Show. I hope you're doing well today. Last night I had a frog in my throat or something. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was cattail. I don't know if you can see the cattail. There's a cattail there. Anyway, good morning. This is our 731st episode of the 5 a.m. Mastery Scrum Show. Today I want to talk about agile careers and sidestepping, sideways movements and things like that. And of course, here's Bubbles. Bubbles, say hi to everyone. Bubbles, can you say hi? Anyway, because I get a lot of questions about how do I become an agile coach? What do I got to do? Things like that. And how do I go from Scrum Master or BA to product owner to Scrum Master and get the experience to get the job? So I want to talk about five things that I've seen over the years that I have done from my experience that helped me get to become an agile coach. Yeah, I know. Bubbles is here looking at me like, but I want you to pet me. I don't want you to talk about stuff. Okay. So this is a 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. We talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can get value to your customer, not work crazy hours, get home to family and friends, have some fun along the way. And today we're going to do a little tactical and practical. Say bye, Bubbles. I wish you got claws. Big claws. On little career stuff that people ask me a lot. How do I become an agile coach? What do I got to do? So I'm going to give five items that I have experienced throughout my career. One, blog. You get a lot of observation when you get the opportunity to write about stuff. Get your mind into the process, learning about a topic, and then writing about the topic. And that way you get it pretty well and you think about different scenarios, how you might want to take on stuff. So first thing is go out there and blog. Put stuff on LinkedIn. I see a lot of Scrum Masters. I'm connected to almost 12,000 people, right? A lot of Scrum Masters. A lot of people don't post stuff up of their own creation. They share a lot of stuff, but they don't post their own stuff. So just write something. People like to learn what other people see and what their experiences are. And that goes into the next one, meetups. One of the first things I did as someone transitioning from a product manager to a Scrum Master into the Agile world is I went to a lot of meetups. Just talk to people, find out what they do. Bubbles, shaking a camera. Just talking with them, watching presentations, learn about the things that they have learned, acquiring knowledge and experiences from maybe people sharing their experiences. See, you get the blog. You go to the meetups, you put it all together, you blog some more, read some more books, you do that, you get some experience in the room. How do I deal with this? I dealt with this. This is something I saw. Great stuff, which reminds me, I need to blog more. I stopped blogging for a while because I'm doing the video blog, but I got to do more of that. There's still marking for regular writing stuff down. People like to read it. I think it's a language barrier thing. The beauty of the internet is now it's all over the world. So if you write some good stuff, people from all around the world can read English and or they use the Google translation and translate it to their own language. So it's pretty amazing how it goes. Also, be agile enough. So that was two. So one is blogging. One is meetups. Two is being able to say yes. And we'll get back to the next one, but agile is to be able to say yes. So when you get to a point where you are out there and someone, hey, would you like to present? You got to be confident enough in yourself to say yes, right? You have to be available. So by going to the meetup, seeing how other people do it, it's just like our rhythms in Scrum, right? We do it on a repetitive basis because we get used to it. And it's not a big deal. Oh, you want to do a demo? Sure, I can do a demo. I'll do one tomorrow. It may not be the best thing in the world, but I can get it out there and start off. And that's the other thing. So ability to say yes when you get off. An opportunity to present some information. Number four, personal experiences. Include your own personal observations and things you've seen at the job. Don't name your company, but people like to know what you are seeing. So that's number four. So number four on becoming an agile coach, as you're doing it, learn from your personal experiences. Gather those good stories and bad stories and use them as part of what you're blogging about, talking about. Great for job interviews because you know that question is going to come up in a job interview. So having the good and the bad, that's always good. So we did blogging, right? Not just video blogging, but blogging, meetups, ability to say yes when given the opportunity to present and do stuff. And four, personal experiences, having them in the back of your mind. Like, hey, this was a good event. I'm going to program this into my brain. And number five, be comfortable with going, switching jobs sideways. When you become an Agile coach, the biggest thing you can get as an Agile coach is as many experiences as humanly possible, right? It's not that you want to manage a scrum team. You want to manage 10 scrum teams as a scrum master. Don't do it. You'll fail. It's not the right way to do it. But being comfortable enough to switch jobs, right? You'd be in one group for a while as a scrum master, and we all get stale. I'm going to be honest with you. How many, you could only be a scrum master for a team for so long, right? It kind of gets stale. People want to see something new. Just, it's okay, right? I don't know if you can be a scrum master. You could, some people, for like 10 years for the same team, maybe. If you're good at that level and that's all you want, then you really don't need this conversation, because you're not looking to progress from a career perspective. You're just, I'm good, I'm happy. And I'll be honest with you, there's some times in my life I was like, I would love to just have a scrum team for the rest of my life and just help those people out and be at that level. There's other times when you increase your career. So the fifth one is being able and comfortable to switch jobs and go sideways. It may not be a promotion in salary. It may be the same salary, but it's a different group of people, different type of work, whether it's back end, front end, marketing, finance, companies, construction, who knows, all kinds of different things. In my career, I've worked in finance, insurance, communications, health, DOD, schools, education, warehousing, inventories, stuff like that. Then a little bit of everything in my career. And there's a lot of subdivisions of that. So plus all my small business stuff and everything like that. So there's all those experiences. So be comfortable with going sideways a little bit, grow your base of knowledge and experiences, which then you can share. And what we as Agile coaches do a lot of times is not just what we do. I share a lot of times the experiences my scrum masters have with other scrum masters. That's half the time. So you build your experiences, and you build experiences from scrum masters, other things. So you're leveling up every time, and that gets you in a better spot to be an Agile coach. So those are five things. And those five things, again, are blogging. Get your knowledge out there, practice it, because you're going to put stuff pen to paper. You're going to get really good at it. Meetups, learn from other people what they're experiencing, what they're doing. Grab that information, blog about it again. Agile enough to say yes, just like when your customers go, if you have somebody who says, hey, can you present at such a conference? Be okay with saying yes and say, yeah, I'll give it a shot, and then do it. Just do it. You may be good, maybe bad. You'll learn from the experience, right? Fourth one, personal experiences. Make sure you're in your career thinking about those good personal experiences and bad ones, because we all have bad ones too. I've had some doozies in my life that you can use as examples of what worked, what didn't work. And then be comfortable with going sideways, because when you're first trying to get to the next level, you want to get a breadth of knowledge across whatever area you're in and then jump up. So those are five things from an Agile career. Do a little sidestepping in the end to gain more wider experience. Maybe you become a contractor. And I have some shows on what to do if you're a contractor. Maybe I'll do another one if you're a contractor. It's been a while since I did that, so maybe I'll put another episode out as being what it takes and what life is like being a contractor. For those who had long-term jobs, and say, oh, maybe I'll get all that money at contractors to. Trust me, we don't make a lot of money because we got to pay for all our benefits and our vacations and everything. But it has its plus advantages and disadvantages. So that's what I had for today. I hope that helps some people who are thinking about going from a scrum master, BA, to a scrum master, to an Agile coach, and so on and so forth. So with that, I wish you the best today and enjoy your day. Happy scrumming, and I will see you tomorrow. See ya.